the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Sometimes you are faced with two unsavory choices, gross and grosser. Join the witches in this disgusting game show episode where the stakes are high and the level of dignity and class are very low. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
Everybody, welcome to our podcast. We are your witches in the podcast Good Witch, Bad Witch. Yes. We have the bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Sup.
We have her husband, the man witch, Daryl Brown.
How you doing?
And I am your good witch, Shelley Majors, Heidely Freaking Ho.
Yes.
It is good to have you all here. We are going to do one of our favorite things to do when we can't think of anything else, and that's play a game today. But before we do that, we're thinking about gross stuff, like disgusting stuff. Stuff that makes you cringe, makes you wince, makes the stuff come up in your throat. And I got to tell you what happened to me this week. It's really barfy. So I moved into my mom's basement, which is always the first line in my dating bio.
Yeah, that's great. I'll take her on a second date.
I'll take two.
But my parents are saints, and they had at any given time many, many, many dogs. And some of them could see, and some of them could hear, and some of them couldn't do either. But in general, they were all kind of willy-nilly about the inside-outside peeing-pooping thing. Well, I don't know if it's anxiety or just the smells or what the deal is, but Linus every once in a while will have an accident. And I don't know, my schnozzola isn't that great. I think my hearing's pretty good, but my sense of smell isn't awesome. And every once in a while, I'm like, oh, that doesn't smell good, but, you know, throw out some Febreze and look for it. But in any case, I was rearranging some furniture because we were having some guests over. And I saw something on the ground that was, okay, let me specify. It's kind of a marbly brown, white, beige carpet that's different levels, you know, kind of nubby, like 80s carpet. Mm-hmm. And there was a white ball, maybe the size of my fist, and I couldn't identify it. It was a white, and it looked kind of furry, like maybe mold, like maybe at Christmas somebody had an apple or a plum, as one does, and just threw it on the ground.
In their stocking?
Like an urchin. Yeah, we're high rollers.
What kind of people are you?
You don't know. Cole Schmoll, we've got plums.
Right, yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know. And I think I'm pretty, stoic if I know what I'm dealing with. Lisa's puke in the kitchen sink. I'll scoop it out, not with my bare hands, but with a few towels. Uh-huh. Somebody leaves a poop in a place where I work for 18 years, I'll get the plunger. But when I have an unidentified white
fuzzy
object on the floor, and I didn't know what to do, and I didn't have any gloves, so I gave it a tender little kick
with your toe?
Yeah, because I wanted to see if it moved. God. You know, like maybe it was a mouse, and it wasn't. And then and it didn't little like jiggle like a mossy, moldy plum. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, I'm going in, boys.
Oh.
And so I just grabbed a bunch of toilet paper, and I just like gave it the quick scoop. Nothing bit me.
Uh-huh.
It had a pudding-like consistency. And it was brown underneath.
No.
So I took it all to the bathroom, and I flushed it.
It was one of the Golden Girls.
No. I don't get the connection.
I don't either, but that's fine.
But my dad, under the sink, had some carpet spray, foaming, jaws of life, whatever, and I lived. But
so was it a
gross
poop?
It was a poop that'd been there for a minute.
But it grew fuzzy white hair.
Yeah,
that's why the Golden Girls. That's what I thought.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not funny if you have to explain it.
No.
Okay.
Nope. So that's the grossest thing that happened to me lately. What about you guys?
Oh God. I can't say lately, but one that always sticks in the back of my head. You know, when my daughter Shannon was just a little baby, and her mother had just fed her. And she's
so like 40 years ago.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, 40 years ago. She goes, can you burp? Or so, you know, I burped and I thought, yeah. So she did this burp. So I praised her and I'm like, oh gosh, I held up. I go, oh baby, that was so good. She puked right into my mouth.
Oh.
Like, the thing that sucked was In my mouth.
That already sucks.
In my mouth, but face and in my mouth, but I swallowed some of it.
Have you got some habit?
And so I didn't know what to do with the baby, so I'm kind of going,
It's like that sour milk.
And well, like recycled breast milk. It's already been through the system.
Well, Jill had gotten up and walked away, didn't even know what was going on, so I'm like, I couldn't put the baby down. I'm wiggling her around, her throw up even more.
So you shook her.
Don't shake the baby.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I'm like, that was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
There's
like
chunks.
Yeah.
There's chunks.
Oh, God. But I was like,
I can't really remember anything that's happened to me particularly that actually I probably haven't talked about on the show already. But I do know, besides watching Woodstock 99, but one thing that did happen to a friend of mine's daughter, who's is a friend of
mine
too.
Oh, no,
yeah. So she, there was this brown stuff on the floor, and she thought it was Nutella.
No.
You tell it, because I don't remember it exactly.
No, the story. Okay, so this kid, beautiful little gal, she was eating Nutella.
Okay.
That's what it was.
And so she had, and her mom goes, you know, if you wanted this damn dog, you need to clean up the poop in the backyard. So she went out. She was cleaning up poop and stuff. Came back in. Had remembered she was eating Nutella. And she was sitting there.
No.
And she looked under her nail. And she thought it was Nutella. And she got the and it, she goes, and then I realized it was dog poop.
I'm not okay.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry I told that totally wrong. Yeah. Yes, I knew it
but I was going to tell that. I was going to tell that story because I love
that. You guys are a good team.
But yeah. Oh my God, I was like, oh no, you didn't.
She told it. She was like, maybe 14.
14, yes.
When she told it, and I was like, good for you for being, like, most little kids were like, I didn't do that. That didn't happen.
They don't want to own up to it.
No, don't ever eat anything under your nails ever for any reason.
Nope. That's why you clean your hands.
We were having a party one time, and we used to do what was that?
The milk?
Yeah.
I was going towards our sponsor.
That's meth, by the way.
Yeah.
No, when we used to do those, I used to make those mind erasers.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
They're so good.
And we did them with Shambora and stuff, so we're doing it. Well, I had taken some, but I was doing mine, and then all of a sudden it went down. I don't know, it just hit me wrong. So I was over at the sink, and our buddy Jay was over, and I'm throwing up in his hand. Remember, he's like, because I couldn't get to the sink, and he's like, I go, and he's like, he's all like this.
Gross, I don't remember that either.
And we get to the sink. Well, then he's patting me on the back. He goes, you're okay, buddy, you're okay.
What a good friend.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh gosh.
I told you guys I went to the Foreigner concert at Grizzly Rose, and I never ever get sick, and I had a wicked, like, really hacking cough, and so I went. I didn't drink. This is way before COVID. Gosh, you would go still do stuff when you were sick. Fuck everybody else.
Right.
Huge crowds of people. Yes, I've got a hacking cough.
I have tickets. Right. Goddamn it.
Exactly. I have tickets and the rickets.
Yeah,
I've got things going on. But anyway, so we were right in the middle, standing room only, middle of the crowd and the dance floor and stuff. Super excited to watch Foreigner, and I hacked so hard I threw up in my mouth, and I had nowhere to go with it, so I had to swallow
you
it.
You did the double down.
That's right. But at least I didn't throw up into Tom Koberly's hand.
Or Jay Walls.
No, Jay Walls. Yeah. Hand, yeah.
But it had no place to go. I didn't even have a drink to spit it into, you know?
Like, oh, God. Yeah, you're all...
And then that cough puke.
No, no. Before I get too sick, just...
I'm hot-blooded, chicken, and see...
I'm getting gag reflex is starting.
Okay, guys, I'm not going to build it up too much, but this is my golden moment. This is my all-time best podcasting moment. I was a puke box hero.
Yes.
Boom, drop mic, we're done here.
We'll be back with the meat. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Perfect.
I'm disgusted.
Are you? Why?
Because I'm disgusting.
Weird taste in my mouth.
You are disgusting. So we're going to play a game, and it is called Would You Rather, this twisted, sick, and wrong version.
And that just is us right here and our audience.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through and ask each other questions. Now,
We are not going to keep score because there's really no way to keep score here.
It's a conversation starter.
It's a conversation. Yeah. But what I am going to ask is that you need to give some backbone, like explain why your answer is what your answer is.
Okay.
So we have to. You have to give me something to make me believe that that's why.
That's what you would really do.
And you can't say neither. And you have to do it because if you don't, we're going to cut off your little baby pinky toe and pull out
then make you eat it.
Of your eye teeth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Thank God I got my eye teeth gone.
You're not the bottom ones.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
No.
So you're just going to get halfway. Yeah. Okay. So I'll start because I can.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's your idea.
All right. Here we go. Whoa. Would you rather, guys? Shelley and Daryl. Would you rather... While running through the woods from an enraged wild boar, sprain your ankle severely, or accidentally step into an old metal bucket and not be able to shake it off as you run.
That sounds like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Depending on how far I had to go, I think I'd do better on the ankle. Just because I'm used to having ankle pain. And I think when you're adrenalized, you can get through stuff. Whereas it's kind of hard to overcome the old foot in the bucket syndrome.
Is there a hole in the bucket?
Dear Lisa.
Will you be kicking the bucket after this?
What about you, Daryl?
I'm with Shells. I've had so many ankle injuries, I know how to handle that.
Oh, see, I would run with the bucket.
Would
really?
Running with the bucket.
I don't like being in pain, and I think I'd be okay with a bucket on my foot. I think I'd
been, slug it
and down. And you have the bucket on your foot, so if the wild boar gets too close, kick him with the bucket.
I got a bucket on my foot, and I want to touch it.
It's big and metally and rusty.
It's a weapon.
Yeah, you just give him the rabies.
Yeah.
And syphilis. Yeah. And,
scurvy.
Your answer is very...
Thank you.
Lockjaw.
Yeah.
Lockjaw, yes. Okay, Shelley.
All right. Would you rather drink the liquid found leaking from a garbage bag or chew on a hairy substance found between the cushions of an old couch?
Oh, no.
Got to pick one.
That just goes right with what we were just talking about.
Exactly. Unidentified.
Oof. God, I don't know. Because gooey stuff freaks me out, like drinking things.
Yeah, I'm going with the hairy substance.
I'm chewing the hair.
Yeah, I think I'd go hair, too.
Because
it's probably hair.
It could be hair. It could be just gum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be less gross.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to ingest.
Yeah. You got cigarette butts. You got fucking fat.
Fat cigarette butts.
I'm already grossed out and I haven't even started. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hairy
what about
substance
you?
Wins.
You
yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hairy substance.
Yeah,
wins.
Hairy gum.
Yep.
Darrow.
Ooh, gosh. Okay, would you rather eat 16 ounces of coffee skin?
What's coffee skin?
The film on the top after the cup has been left for two or three days.
Okay, that sounds great.
Or 2 gallons of beer foam.
I go coffee skin.
Really?
I don't think coffee skin's that gross.
After 2 to 3 days of... Oof.
I'm going to... go with the beer foam, I think. I don't know that. It's like curdled milk.
Two gallons of beer foam. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going like it's a regular black cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it would have a skin if it was a regular black cup of coffee.
Maybe not.
No, it's got to be like milk contained.
Yeah, like a milky substance.
Curdled
milk.
And
they didn't give us a timeline for how long it would take us to drink the beer foam.
Yeah, it didn't. Or
and
2 gallons.
Beer foam's not that bad. You put it in your... I mean, I don't really like beer anyways, but you put it in your mouth, you go...
Yeah, and bubbles. It's just bubbles.
Yeah, and make it into more of a liquid consistency and then drink it down.
How many pounds of beer foam?
It was 2 gallons. 2 gallons of beer foam.
2 gallons?
Well, it really, like, think about it. Once it gets down, it's only going to be about an inch. So you're drinking one beer, maybe. So once you put it in your mouth and you go...
You talked me into it. Beer foam.
Then it's just the beer foam. What about you, Daryl?
I didn't know my wife was such a beer foam cunt.
Daryl would drink beer foam on a good day.
I'm like, bring some foam.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Okay.
It's free.
I talked you into the beer foam.
That was an easy one. Yep. Okay. I mean, weird one.
Would you rather get caught having sex at work or on the copier,
This one's a good one.
Get caught stealing office supplies.
Can I hear that again?
Would you rather get caught having sex on the copier at work or stealing office supplies?
Sex, for sure.
Heck yeah.
I'd be like, because then you're having sex. That's always fun.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
I'm the office boner king.
I just don't want anybody to think I'm a thief. I'd rather than
think I'm a slut. I don't want anybody to think I'm a slut.
I'm okay with that.
Hey, and plus, I don't want slut anybody away. Seeing my fat butt.
I am
butt.
Not a thief.
I'm not a prairie dog.
It nobody could be likes the last day at work. You could leave.
Right.
I'm still I'm sorry. I'm not.
You're still in petty little staplers and shit when you can be like, that dude did it on the copy.
That's right. I'd rather people think I was sexy than like, steely.
I'd be autographing the copies. Here that's you go. Right. One for you. One. Sally, here's one for you.
I don't want anybody to see me naked, including the guy I'm screwing on the copy machine.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what's a paperclip here or there?
Yeah, be free. Like
and it's one person. Who cares what he thinks?
Oh, no. I'm not saying don't steal office supplies.
I don't want people to think I'm stealing
office supplies. We don't want to be thieves. We'd rather be sluts than thieves, for sure.
Okay. Well,
honor among sluts.
That's where we differ. Okay.
I like this one. Would you rather have to spend your entire natural life as a 63-year-old person or as a 13-year-old person?
63.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
13 sucked.
Yeah. I don't know what 63 is like. I'm sure I probably will feel about 10 years older than I do now.
It's going to be great.
But I just can't imagine ever having to be 13 again.
Yeah. See,
I know how bad my body feels now. 63. 13, you can still go out and fucking do everything.
Yeah,
I'm out. You know, even if I have a curfew, I'm still going to do it.
And you don't know that you're a dipshit at 13,
right? Yeah, you just go out. You just live life.
Yeah, but boys are different than girls because they are dipshits. We're like, oh God, life sucks. So
we're still
bad.
Figuring.
My boobs are the wrong size.
Where's this hair coming from?
Right. Yeah. So that does make sense, but I'm still
sure.
Yeah. No, I'm going. Okay. I'm going
you
to
didn't
go out.
Have to worry about panty liners.
Nope. Yeah, Margaret, you didn't get your period.
Alrighty. Okay.
Okey-dokey.
Would you rather be forced to French kiss someone with no teeth or French kiss someone who is chewing tobacco?
I have French kissed someone who's chewing tobacco and I'm just fine with it.
It isn't that bad?
It would be better than licking on gummy.
I'm just assuming. Here's my thought.
It gets grainy. I might have been the one chewing tobacco.
Next thing you're like this, hey, thanks for sharing.
Like, I don't think that chewing tobacco is the best thing ever. I would think that somebody chewing tobacco is probably better looking than somebody who has no teeth.
Sure.
Oh, and so you're judging
attracted
it on
to the Frenchie.
I'm more attracted to that. And then I could be like, Frenchie, hi, really cute Brad Pitt that chews. Can you spit that out now that I just tongued you?
And right? I'd be like, sure.
Okay. All right. It's Matthew McConaughey is what I meant.
Okay.
Okay, you, Daryl?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't want to kiss anybody that's been chewing. That's for sure. It's kind of weird. I think if I'm kissing somebody with no teeth, it's going to lead to other things in different areas.
Oh, I see what's going on. See, of course. Of course.
See, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Leave it to the guy that has a penis.
Right. As opposed to the ones that don't.
Exactly.
All right, you guys. Would you rather bite the head off a live gopher who's just... Oh, no, that's a groundhog.
I know, but okay. Gophers got to go. Why mess with them?
Or... thoroughly lick a cat's butthole.
Come on.
Okay, I'm not going to say I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Butthole all day.
Me too.
I'm licking ass.
Yeah, I'm not killing somebody.
No.
Yeah, I'm not killing a gopher who's related to a prairie dog. And
do I look like Ozzy Osbourne over
right.
here?
I don't like licking cat buttholes.
No.
But I'll do it for...
In the spirit of helpfulness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the gopher's not going to like it if you bite off the head. The cat
that's
might
just
enjoy
mean.
It.
That's just mean the cat's all...
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Then you have
she's
a cat
digging
for
it.
Life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And they have the hard little poops. What the hell? Yeah.
You might get a little fine. Kitty litter in your... It's all good.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Okay.
Oh. Would you rather work as an armpit sniffer for a deodorant testing company or... as a hairstylist for dead people in a mortuary?
Oof.
I'm going to go with the sniffing. I can't deal with
dead people. I don't know if I could be around dead bodies. Yeah. Call me a sniffer and a cat licker all day.
I don't know. I think I might take the hairstylist thing because who's going to complain?
True. But also, if you're a smelly armed person, you're probably not going to complain either.
Yeah. What? Hairstylist. What?
You're too close to my armpit.
No, hairstylist all day. Yep, dead people don't talk back.
I don't really think BO sometimes, I don't know. My own BO doesn't bother me.
Well, and the body chemistry, some of you might find the armpit of your dreams.
Maybe. It's like, ooh. Like, you're like, I find you so attractive.
Ooh, mine's
oh
weird.
My God, your sweat reminds me of, never mind.
Buttholes. Buttholes.
Next.
Okay. Me? Mm. Okay, this one is, this one's, oof, gosh, I don't know, man, I tell you. Would you rather drink a glass of someone else's spit, drink a glass of someone else's sweat? That's an oof, God. That one just gives me kind of the
sweat.
Sweat.
Yeah, because you could pretend it's like Gatorade.
This is what I'm going to say.
Well, I think the sweat's going to be more, like, easier to digest than because the spit's going to be gooey and blue, blue, like Lisa. Mm-mm. She's looking like this.
Sweat.
Yeah, the sweat won't have
you
chunks.
Make me wanna sweat.
That's right.
Also, we're all good with sweat. Okay.
Yep.
Sweat. Okay. We all agree on sweat.
Going down some sweat.
Would you rather be a compulsive liar or marry one you can't divorce?
What? Ooh, it would be way more fun to be the liar.
Right? And everybody knows anyways, so they're just like, don't listen to her.
Oh, yeah, my wife, Morgan Fairchild.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah, I think I'm going to be the compulsive liar.
For sure.
Heck yeah, who wants
to? She come up with some good stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this one time?
Okay, Shelley.
Did you go? You just went. I listened to you and I responded.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather take off all your clothes right now for 20 minutes or not take them off for 2 weeks?
Not take them off.
What? I'm sorry.
Would you rather take off all your clothes right now for 20 minutes or not take them off for 2 weeks?
Well, see me tell it to you guys.
I'd be okay with the 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's easy beans.
Yeah, because for 30, like, if I couldn't take my clothes off for three days, I'd feel really gross.
Right.
But 2 weeks, no way.
Your chones are going to really start to stink.
Is that what we're calling them now?
What if you don't have to leave the house?
Your undies? Yeah. No, yeah, I would. 20 minutes, man. I'm
settled. Right here, in front of Shelly, you're going to just flap your flippy flap.
Yeah.
She's seen
it. She's going to pull out her booby boobs.
Yeah, whatever. You guys, don't care? You have a general
idea. It's a body. It's a human body. We've all seen them. We've all done it.
I'm not tricking anybody over here with a tank top. Yeah, it's just biology. It's just middle age. Nobody's popping a chub.
Which is hilarious because when we did our Good Witch, Bad Witch photo shoot, I was just throwing off my clothes everywhere.
Yes, you weren't caring.
I really was.
I mean, she wasn't boobs out or
cat
litter up or anything weird. But.
Yeah, I had like my bra and underwear on and stuff like that. But still, I don't know. I just don't want to sit here all with my boobs all over the place and my...
Well, and there's a bunch of different things, too. Like, is everybody else naked? But if you're the only one, it's a little awkward. But 20 minutes goes by pretty quick when you're drunk.
I just think 2 weeks, big deal. I mean...
2 weeks, gross. Your undies all, crusty.
I couldn't
do it, no. I'm just not leaving the house.
Stinky.
I mean, this is a vacation. It's called a vacation, motherfuckers.
And what are you doing on your vacation? Not change my clothes, I'll tell you that.
I'm just laying in bed.
It's called my stinky vacation.
I'm laying in bed. I'm watching TV. My hair's in a ponytail. Might be a little greasy. Who cares? 2 weeks later, I get to take a shower.
2 weeks.
All right.
Well, 2 weeks. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is what we're doing. No, just kidding. Okay.
And go.
All right. Daryl, what's your next one?
Mine is, this one's kind of a, what is this one called? Ethics. Okay. Get a glimpse while still living of heaven or hell.
Which would you rather get a glimpse of?
Yeah, which would you rather get a glimpse of heaven or hell?
Heaven.
Heaven.
For sure.
Would you want to know, though?
Yes.
What hell kind of look like?
No.
All you got to do is walk outside.
I'll be a better person.
All good. What about you, Dee?
Well, I think we all know that we live through hell daily sometimes, so yeah, but Yeah, I get a glimpse at heaven. Just if they're, and it'll really know if it is, and you look up and like, hey, there's no difference. What the heck?
Heaven isn't too far away.
Thank you very much. Brought to you by the witches.
Okay. Would you rather, while naked, fall flat on your back on 50 sets of mousetraps, or have a potted plant dropped on your head from 5 feet above? Daryl's already had that.
I've had that happen.
Yeah, definitely the plant.
I've lived through that.
Yeah.
What about potted you? Plant?
Yeah. It happened in cartoons and they're fine.
I have such a headache all the time anyways, though.
Might fix you.
Maybe. I don't really care. Either one's fine.
I got a terrible one. Terrible, terrible one.
You don't like being naked, and you ate mousetraps on your butt.
Oh, yeah. I have to be wild naked. Yeah, you're right. I'm potting a plant.
Potting a plant.
All right.
Carry on.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
There's a lot of French kissing in this game.
And getting naked.
Would you rather be kissed, French kissed, by your grandmother or grandfather? You choose. Or your best friend's father or mother.
Well, that passed.
Or make sweet love to your best friend's father.
We've got some good choices here, because Mike Babich is a handsome man.
Can you repeat the question again?
Well, it was supposed to be just for dudes. As a man, be French kissed by your grandmother or your best friend's father, but I had to make it universal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want to be French kissed by either of my grandparents, so I'm going to have to go with my best friend's parents.
This is what he wanted his whole life.
Oh, my gosh.
Jim. Right now, Jim's going, I should have held on just a little longer.
Yeah.
And that's what heaven is.
Yes.
Just saw a glimpse of it.
We just saw a glimpse of heaven.
That's right.
How about you, Daryl?
Yeah, I think my grandma accidentally one time we mooched and gave me a little. I'm like, grandma, no. You've
been there, done that.
Yeah. You don't have your teeth in, grandma.
Yeah.
A lot of these are relatable for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That way you can walk away from your friends' parents and just be like, well, pretend that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's Paul's dad you're making out with?
Sorry.
Okay, your turn.
Okay,
this one is going to be tough.
Okay.
And I think we need some tough ones because it's French kissing and stuff like this. Okay, would you rather, and this is going to hurt you guys, okay?
Right.
Would you rather have to put to sleep 5 puppies you just got or a dog you've had for a year?
What the fuck?
This is fucked up one.
I quit. I just quit.
I'm not as
attached to the puppies.
I'm not as attached to this game.
Oh, who thought of that?
This is what I was wondering. Who thinks of these silly questions? We could go on. We don't even have to answer that one. I just wanted to say, because I'm like, who the hell thought of this game?
I'm too sad to go on.
Okay.
I'm really bummed out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather chew your own hand out of a trap or pull out all of your teeth and swallow them at one time? That one makes no sense.
I guess hand. Because you're motivated. You're like, I really don't want to be in this trap.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Is your skin growing back? Are you going to lose the hand forever?
I don't know. Come on, Elizabeth. Smart thing.
Can't get like...
Let's assume our tissue is all regenerative. You can't get your teeth back.
It'll be hand. Yeah. Because I don't like a no teeth thing.
Yeah.
But if I can't get my hands back,
yeah.
Like if I just pull you it can't and live. It take my whole hand off,
uh-huh.
I don't want to be Captain Hook.
Right, right.
Yeah, I like
and
my
then
teeth.
It's hard for you to find a job.
Like you know,
you can always get new teeth though.
Yeah.
Oh, that yeah, you can get new
teeth.
So
we
yeah, so
can't
we're talking about hand, pain, yeah, so. Appearance. What are we talking about?
I'm talking appearance. I'd rather not have teeth than no hands.
Yeah, me too.
Because you can always get more teeth.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Nubby.
Okay.
You're on Nubby? Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the puppy one. I just had to read it.
How many? Want to do one more round?
Sure. Yeah, we're good. Right. We're only at 28 minutes.
Really?
So yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
For the whole show?
Yeah.
Golly. This is going great.
Sure is.
Would you rather, after having a crush on someone for years, okay, would you rather finally meet that person in a bar one night and you're so drunk you can hardly talk?
Okay.
Or you have you see them and you have a big old cold sore on your lip.
Oh. Well, I lived through the first one. I called it the 80s. Cold sore. Huh? Oh. I don't know. What about you guys?
I'm going to say the drunk thing. I was going to say
I've been in that
later.
Same situation and it worked out okay.
Yeah. Drunk.
I'm very charming when I'm drunk. Not so much with a cold sore.
Yeah.
Look at me. I have zero herpes.
Yeah.
I don't have simplex.
Did
10.
You see her? She picked wrong. What's your choice?
Oh, herpes face over, but you get me.
Yeah, look at me though. So pretty. All right.
Okay. Would you rather have a hidden video camera at work with audio catch you hacking up a big ugly ball of phlegm and then looking at it, or it catches you passing gas and then making a face reacting to the smell?
I'm a fart man.
Yeah, farts are fine.
I love farts. Yeah. Farts are great.
I mean, like, is this broadcast to the world or just like...
We could use more specifics.
No, like an office fart.
Right.
Yeah, like, hey... to the camera and be like, right on. But like, if you're going, and you're looking at it like, ooh.
You're like,
yeah, that's gross.
Man, I wonder where that came from. Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
I think a fart, you're like, ooh, God, did you guys smell that?
Did you
guys? Come in here.
You're like,
hey,
guys,
look
I got it on video, but it's not smell-o-vision. Get in here.
Take a load of this one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. Zero? Okay, would you rather snort cayenne pepper or get Tabasco sauce poured in your eye?
Oh, snort. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to hurt either way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like fucking with my eyes.
Yeah, because I love my eyes.
Sure. they're
I like, love my eyes.
Two birds suddenly appear. No, like, I think you could permanently damage your eyes.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't think you would with your nose.
Yeah, I like spice, but not that way.
Yeah.
It'll go in your sinuses, but it's not going to go up in your eyes.
You might have a sciatic.
It'll flush out.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, would you rather eat 20 rat tails or one dog tail?
Rat.
Me too.
Yeah.
Fry those up in an air fryer? Like, go on.
Even raw. I mean, it's just muscle.
I'm getting hungry for rat tail right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat a dog's tail. Unless it's a pug, it's just real.
Like bacon. okay, I've got one more.
I
got one more. Would you rather have to kill Winnie the Pooh or Bambi?
Oh, Bambi.
Yeah.
No. I love me some poo.
Well, I love me some elk meat or whatever.
Yeah, like, you're going to get something out of it.
Bambi's sweet. Like, poo is a little irritating. I'm not going to lie.
Poo's just full of wisdom and kindness.
You don't
like poo? And a belly full of honey.
Remember?
I think he's kind of dorky.
Do you remember when we were at...
I know you love poo. Go to the Pooseum.
I ran. I seen Piglet and Pooh when we were in Disneyland. Because we were seriously in line for our food. And I looked and I go, Lisa, it's Pooh.
He started running.
Hands down, Daryl and I are eating venison.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it'll be nice and tender because it's a young deer.
So tender. Like Via's
poor mother.
But already gone, right?
Yep.
Bambi's mom. Before or after Bambi's mom died?
Let's say after.
Yeah.
Well, they're enjoying her over at that camp.
Oh, you guys are horrible. Okay.
The
Daryl.
Carnage.
Mine is, this one's a
this
weird
is the
one.
Last
this
one.
Is a weird one.
Okay.
Would you rather walk around all day with a dead mouse in your butt or a dead frog in your mouth?
But
we love butt stuff here.
Is this hypothetical or because this has happened? No, I'm just kidding. I'm going butt all day
but.
Long. No, because
he's gonna know, and then you don't have to
like,
taste it.
And you can blame it on a bad fart. Like, oh, that's my butt.
Exactly. I have such like I don't think
you don't like
I
shit
talk,
in your mouth.
Well, there's that. But I'd also be like all the time, did you know that there's a mouse in
my butt?
and I won't just like, touch it. Oh, yes. And I'm like, I wouldn't sit, though.
What was that song? Put a dead mouse in your butt. Put a little something in your butt.
Butt. What?
Put
what,
a UFO in your butt.
What? In the butt?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was you guys,
Lisa,
that is...
what a great game.
Yes.
Would you rather...
Yes.
I feel like we should set up a time to play a What You Would You Rather with all some our Patreon. Patrons.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's tons more questions that are all equally disgusting.
And I think each of us were kind of being nice. We took some off the top. They were easier to read off the top. But like I said, that one with the puppy one, I'm like, who thought of this?
Yep.
Yeah, there's some weird thoughts out there.
We didn't read the rules, but there is a way to keep
to score and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll be back with What You Talking About.
Alrighty.
What? In the butt.
What?
In the butt. What would you do?
Welcome back to Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast. We are at the segment of the show that we call Witch It Talking About because it's a clever play on words and we are clever little witches.
Mm-hmm.
So, Witch It Talking About, Daryl.
Oh, mine is a little, this is a short one, but it's funny. Okay, because it's about summer. It's about summer. Water balloon is designed to be filled up to the approximate size of a baseball or a pear.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. You know, so good for throwing.
Exactly.
As, you know, easily thrown. Whereas a gas balloon, when filled with water, may reach the size of a basketball. This is not easy to do because you have to use both hands to throw the balloon.
So what's a gas balloon? Is that like the Mylar ones at Party City or whatever?
Probably, yeah. Okay. Like, you know.
Like the, normally the filled with helium and now we're using water.
Yeah.
No, it won't pop as easily if it's a Mylar. It would just,
I think it's one of those, like,
I'm trying to get information.
remember the ones where
you're not going to get it from him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they had the little rubber band handle and you go pop,
I think that's what it gets. Yeah. But yeah. So I thought it was funny because I'm like, it's, you know, of course, everybody liked to have a good water fight, and you had the one that was just perfect.
Yeah, but if you have one of the bigger ones, you get them wet faster.
But you got to throw it with both hands, and you're getting pammeled.
True. Pammeled?
Pammeled.
Yep.
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson. Yeah.
That's when she smacks you in the head.
But I wanted to put a little summer fling on it, and my reading was terrible, so forgive me, people.
Okay. Well, why don't you? That happened.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Water balloons.
Mine is from Odd News.
Ooh.
Woman jumps into Rhode Island River to rescue a rabbit.
Oh.
What?
Yep, she hold, let me just read it. I won't make up shit. This happened on July 9th of this year.
Ooh.
A revealer enjoying 4th of July celebration in Rhode Island ended up jumping into a Providence River to rescue a struggling rabbit. Emily Swift, who was visiting Providence from New York, attending a 4th of July fire celebration and ended up catching the unusual rescue on camera. Swift's video, which she posted onto TikTok, shows a woman swimming in the Providence River to rescue a not-so-buoyant bunny that was struggling in the water. The woman, who has not been identified, was rescued by the water fire boats, which was lucky that that was their celebration now, wasn't it? Captained by Christine Marino, a 26-year-old volunteer of the animal celebration. We threw the life ring out. We had a ladder. We put that on the side of the boat so we could get her up, and she would not let go of the rabbit. She was bound and determined the rabbit was coming with her. The mystery rescue was praised by witnesses. I think we are all animal lovers, and at the end of the day, we have a certain levels we'll go to, and hers was a little higher than ours, a witness said. So that's all. I'll try to remember to post a video on Facebook.
I'd love to see that.
And hopefully we find that girl if you're out there, and we'd like to have you on the podcast.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Would you rather die rescuing a rabbit?
Or watch a rabbit die?
I think it depends on the personality of the rabbit. Like if he was wascally.
What if you jumped in and that rabbit just started biting the shit out of you?
Like
it was
a rabbit.
It was
rabbit.
Too tired.
So freaked out.
Yeah, well then.
You know.
That's my
fault.
I hope
it was a sweet one.
I think it is.
That was great, Lisa. I love when people do good things like that.
Another water one, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was fine, water. And the rabbit was fine. I don't know. It doesn't even say. Let's just go with they were both fine, and everybody's happy. And
nobody got wabies.
Yeah, do you guys want to hear an amazing coincidence?
Yes.
My witch is about water, too.
Wicked!
What the heck?
So much three water witches.
This article is from dailypassport.com, and it's about one of my favorite places I've never been. Colombia. After I read this to you guys and show you the pictures, you are going to want to go to Colombia with me because they have one of the seven wonders of the world that you can only see in the summer that I think is a made-up wonder of the world, but it's like the Rainbow River.
I thought you were going to say the cocaine fountain.
Well, obviously. Yeah. As the age-old saying goes, there's always a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. If you travel to Colombia's remote Sierra de la Macarena National Natural Park, however you might find it at the end of a river. That's because beneath the crystalline surface of the Caño Cristales River, the water flows in fascinating hues of blue, black, green, red, and yellow. Some call it the River of Five Colors, while others have deemed it the Liquid Rainbow. Either way, this summertime phenomenon is attributed to an aquatic plant called Macarena clavigera.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. It's the accent, I think, and the emphasis. It clings to
love.
Clavigera. It clings to quartzite rocks and turns red during the rainy season. The rainbow effect changes according to water levels and sunlight. July to November is when the colors are at their most dramatic. Guys, look at this action. Isn't that pretty?
Oh, my God. I want to go to Colombia.
Let's go to Colombia.
Oh, that is killer.
Yeah. I'll show you guys pictures. Oh, you guys meaning our Patreons and non. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I liked it. That was beautiful. Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Hey, and we all had water. How weird that is.
That is really weird.
Water. Okay, we will be back with WOW, the Well of Wisdom.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
All righty, it's WOW time. Who's ready for some WOW? WOW, WOW. Are you ready for some wow? Let me tell you some wow stories. Wow, that went a little more fun there for a second.
Yeah. Stories. Stories.
We call it a showy. Hey, a showy.
It's wow time.
I couldn't sing along, but it was fun to dance to. It had a nice beat.
It's gonna pick up. Yeah.
Perfect.
Guys, I forgot this one. You know, I do the music part of it. Like I said, Shells does true crime. Lisa does pets. But this one here, I found it. It's kind of just a weird little how history can happen, stuff like that. But on June 25th, the great singer George Michael was born. Michael Jackson passed away. This is on the same date, you know.
Sure.
And Prince released Purple Rain on June 25th.
Ooh.
Sadly enough, all these great icons are no longer with us.
And they all have vowels in their names.
They do. They're all vowy. They were fond of vowy.
George Michael. Yep. Michael Jackson.
And Prince.
Prince. Michael Jackson has a son named Prince.
That's
There you go.
They all like
connections.
Purple.
Oh, they did all like purple.
They all did, yes.
But that is an amazing date.
It was a weird date, and I found it. And then it was funny because I knew we were going to have our little sabbatical and be gone for a while. And I told Lisa, I go, damn it. I go, I found this. And she goes, well, just keep it. So it's a weird coincidence. So remember this next June 25th.
Big things happen.
Just, you know.
But yeah, who knows who will be on that list. Maybe somebody else will end up doing something on the 25th.
Maybe one of their kids comes out with an album.
Ooh, wow. Hey. Yeah. I don't think George Michael had any kids.
Right, but maybe Prince Jackson is going to release Purple Joe.
I want to have sex in purple pajamas.
We are reaching.
We are.
Reaching.
But anyway, that's my well right there, guys. So
that's a great well of wisdom,
Daryl. Yeah, it was kind of different, but yeah.
Yeah, right. No, I always like your musical tributes.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my turn.
Tell us something not to do.
Here's something not to do is not do what you were supposed to do when you were supposed to do it.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. My well of wisdom is true crime. As you know, in true crime rule number 29, hey, Hey. We're going to get you bad, guys. One of my favorite things about crime right now, well, I never have a favorite thing about crime, but one of my favorite things about forensics and justice and all of that good stuff is genetic genealogy. Mm-hmm. So that's what caught the Golden State Killer, and it took years and years and years, but now they are perfecting it and basically catching people by process of elimination, sort of. It's like, okay, well, you know, it has to be somebody's relative over here, and then there's the maternal kind and the paternal kind, and et cetera, et cetera. But it also is really good because it rules people out. Like mm-hmm. with the Golden State Killer, they really thought that it was this one person, and then DNA and genetic genealogy proved that incorrect. That guy could be in jail right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what it taught Paul Holes, my boyfriend who solved the Golden State Killer thing, well, he won't admit it because he's very humble and handsome. But you don't say, this person did it, now I need to find the evidence to make that true. It's just like, here's all the evidence, who really did it. Right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, my favorite thing about genetic genealogy is they are catching all these people responsible for cold cases, giving the families justice, peace, closure, and most of all, that these people are shaking in their boots at night. They can't sleep. They know that somebody's going to be knocking on their door any fucking second. We're mm-hmm. going to get you, sucka.
Yeah.
And that's S-U-C-K-A.
I like it.
Is he related to Satan?
Yes, we're going to get you, sucka.
Okay.
But, so I got curious, and I wondered, like, how far back they were solving cases with this. You know, because DNA is so delicate in some ways, and there's so many different ways you can get it, like the touch DNA, of course, sperm and spit and all the other stuff. They got the Golden State Killer, I believe, with a boogie rag in his trash, and to match it to his other relative that they had the DNA. Well, in answer to my question, the Google said, hey, 50 years ago, in 1975, a girl was killed from Colorado, from Westminster, no mm-hmm. less. Her name was Terry Becker. That was solved by DNA technology. So the guy didn't come to justice. Unfortunately, he died in 1991, unfortunately, because he couldn't pay for his crime.
And he couldn't die earlier.
Exactly, and I hate him. But in any way, yeah, Colorado case was one of the first ones that genetic genealogy helped.
Wow.
Solve for their family. So anyway, we're going to get you, sucka. True crime rule number 29. We're going to get you,
sucka.
Perfect. That's Bam. Awesome.
Thanks.
Nice.
Okay, so my wow is about animals because I love them. I guess most specifically, or pacifically, as some people might say.
Yeah, they do like to say that.
Love dogs. And so this is my new thing about dogs. What the classic puppy dog eyes really mean.
Hmm.
Puppy dog eyes are common behavior to see from dogs, so much that kids sometimes will try to replicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people associate this behavior with sadness, which is why they reward their pets with a treat if they see this. It is an attempt to cheer the pet up. However, if your dog is giving you puppy dog eyes, he is saying that he loves you and he trusts you. It is not the worst thing in the world to reward your dog with a treat in this situation, but don't make it a habit because then your dog will start making those eyes every time they get hungry.
Same thing with your grandkids.
That's true, too. That's so smart, anyways. It's not, they're not sad, they're not upset or anything. They're just looking at you because they are enamored by you and they love you so, so much.
I believe all of that.
Yeah.
I believe all of that.
Oh, Daryl does puppy dog eyes. My grandson used to.
Caden.
He would ask me, he'd be like, Lala, will you buy me this?
Oh, big puppy dog eyes.
Yeah, and then he got his eyes.
He has big old
and I was
brown
like,
eyes.
Don't you dare look at me with those big puppy dog eyes. And he's like, I'm not. And then he'd bat his eyes and look up. And I bought him everything he ever wanted.
Of course. So. Smart, smart, smart.
Yeah.
Can you do a double wow today with your animal things?
Sure.
Will you tell what you were telling me earlier about the dogs and the hands?
Oh, there's a new TikTok trend, and I'd like to see you guys, if you listen to this, I know a lot of our listeners are animal lovers, and so I'm calling people out specifically, Tammy Tai, Carol Donahue, maybe Amanda Reed has a dog. Christy Bettis has a bunch of dogs, so I'm asking you, and that's just off the top of my head, guys, but I'm asking you specifically, this new TikTok trend is you put your hand down and then somebody else, usually like your significant other, you put their hands on top of it, like in front of your dog, and see if your dog will put their hand on top of both of your hands. It happens a lot, and it's really cute.
I can't wait to try it.
I'll try to find the video, and I'll post it on Facebook. And Amanda will probably post it on Instagram, because yes. she'll find it before I will. So,
yes.
Anyways,
she's that good, yeah.
She's better than me. Okay, so that
Send
is my well.
Send us your experiment.
Yeah, let's do it. Like, we're going to try videos, it with yeah. Linus and Fiona tonight.
Totally.
Yeah. yeah.
All right. Hey.
Okay.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was really fun. Disgusting, but fun.
Yeah. I'm not as sick because I'm not thinking about it anymore. Apparently, I don't like spit, because every time you guys talked about spit, it was making me sick.
But, yeah. It's pretty gross.
Yeah. That's all.
Who does?
Hey. Join the Patreon. Uh-huh. Rate and review us.
Yep.
Go to our website. Every time that you interact with our things, whether it be our Facebook or Instagram or the website, or download us on Apple or Spotify, any of those things helps us to become more attractive to sponsors. And I want to be attractive to somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Help us out. It's free.
Yeah.
And it's fun. So thanks. Do that.
Shelly and Daryl will probably be more attractive, because they're going to be naked here in about 20 minutes.
Well, for 20 minutes. Yeah.
Four
20.
So when we do that video, let's put our clothes back on.
Yeah. We'll
so be like, people okay. are look at my paws, people. Look up here.
My paws up here.
Well, this was a lot of fun. We'll do it again next week. What do you think?
Perfect. All right. Let's do it.
Stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.